The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 315. Today's show is brought to you by the Louisville Irish Fest. The Louisville Irish Fest is held on the final weekend in September of each year and features traditional food, unique gifts, children's events, Irish dancing, libations, and music from the Emerald Isle. Enjoy music from this podcast, including Blarney Castle, Runa, and Celtricity. You can find it all at LouisvilleIrishFest.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and a podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the indie Celtic musicians out there, the little guys, if you will. The world is full of artists who are amazing, but some need a helping hand. My goal is to give those people a voice. You are a part of that mission. I want to ask you to share the show and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com, and you can show your support over on Patreon. Now, I am back from my Celtic invasion of Brittany, and I'll tell you more about it in the podcast news section. I want to send out a very, very special thanks, though, to Stephen Behrens, Phil Duckworth, and Shannon Heaton for hosting the podcast these last 3 weeks. I really appreciate all your support, and if you haven't checked out their podcast and their work, go check it out. They are doing some great stuff. You'll find links in the show notes. All right, the first band you heard there was Pete the Creel, brand new to the podcast. That was Otters Holt from their album The Barn Session. Next up is the Willis Clan with Blast a Reels from their album Roots. Thank you.
sat within the valley green. I sat me with my true love. My sad heart strove the two between, the old love and the new love. The old for her, the new that made me think on Ireland daily. While soft the winds blew down the glen and shook the golden barley. 'Twas hard those woeful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us, but harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, the mountain glen I'll seek at morning early, and join the bold united men while soft winds shake the barley. Ah, sad I kissed away her tears, my fond arms around her flinging. The foeman's shot burst on our ears from out the wild wood ringing. A bullet pierced my true love's side in life's young spring so early, and on my breast in blood she died, while soft winds shook the barley. But blood for blood, without remorse, I've taken that hoolart hollow, and laid my true love's clay-cold corpse where I full soon may follow. As around her grave I wander drear, noon night and morning early, with aching heart whene'er I hear the wind that shakes the barley.
must follow, and wherever I may go, I will carry you with me. 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 Through the ages, my heart will keep you close to me. I know.
After the Willis Clan came Jesse Ferguson with The Wind That Shakes the Barley from Folk Favorites, a new album by him. And then came Kennedy's Kitchen with The Bar of Chocolate and The Smashed Potatoes from The Birds Upon the Trees. Then Shoshona with I Will Carry You from Elysian Dreams. And finally, Laura McGee with Commemoration from her brand new album, Life is Bigger Than a Dream. Celtic Podcast News. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast comes out each and every week due to the generosity of people like you. Your kind pledge of as little as $1 per episode pays for the production of this podcast as well as my time in producing the show. You get shows before regular listeners, and my deepest thanks, and I want to thank our newest patrons, Andrew Rogers, Richard Ridley, Lisa W., Devil's Water, Kathleen Becker, Jenny Trevor, River Godby, Eugene Kohlbecker, and Stephen Lee. Miranda Nelson and Hank Woodward increased their pledges, and a special thanks to our Celtic superstars, Wesley Dunnington, Nancy, Kevin Long, Annie Lorkowski, Derek Lineberry, Linda McNeil, Brian Brake, John Sharkey White II, Teresa Sullivan, John Bilderback, and Sean Cowley. All of our patrons help you get a 2-hour special shows. And I am still planning a 2 hours of Scottish music show. I hope to have it out within the next couple weeks. So you can become a patron over at Patreon at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. You can also buy the 2017 Irish and Celtic Music Podcast t-shirts in our store. In addition to the shirt, you can also enjoy the 2017 Sainted Songhenge Collection, which features the new shirt, a coffee mug, and some CDs. Find all of that in our shop at bestcelticmusic.net. Your kind purchases, again, they help promote Celtic music and support this podcast. So please give what you can. The Celtic invasion of Brittany was incredible. Now, one of the coolest things about the trip for me was learning more about the Celts before they settled in the 7 Celtic nations. I emailed my Celtic invasion vacations subscribers telling them I was considering adding another invasion to Venice. And one person responded saying that made no sense, but because what does Venice have to do with the Celts? And the answer is a lot more than you would think. In fact, we learned in Brittany that one of the main Celtic tribes to settle the area near Vannes was a group called the Veneti. Now, if you follow the place names of where the Celts settled, one area was the Veneto in Italy. Now, my stepdad is from Padova in the Veneto, and ever since I started playing Celtic music, he's experienced the Celtic influence in the Veneto. He's recognized it more and more. The Celts settled the region in the 9th and 10th century BCs, and by the 3rd century BC, they had migrated to Brittany in France. And what was really cool, there's even a Po River in Carnac, and the Po River is one of the main rivers in the Veneto. The list goes on and on, and I'll try to do an episode of the Celt Father podcast with more details. Needless to say, it was a fascinating glimpse of history, and it's amazing to realize Celtic culture can be found throughout Europe. I mean, lasting Celtic culture. If you want to experience more of the trip, I recorded a bunch of videos and set them to my music. There's a playlist on YouTube. You'll find a link in the show notes. Let's get back to the music. Next up, we have Jamie Smith's Mabon with Summer's Lament to fit my summer theme. This is from their album, Windblown.
Sodden, it can scarcely dry. till the sun will shine again. Blinds down, and here I'll hide. See you when summer's come again.
Walking on the cobbled road, an evening late in June, and over the horizon swung sweet and silver moon, summer moon. Why are you gone so soon, summer moon? Why are you gone so soon? Thinking of my life gone by, melancholy moons, and all the while to light my way, sweet and silver moon, summer moon. Why are you gone so soon, oh, summer moon? Why are you gone so soon? When the dawn comes arising, when your midnight work is done, well, it ain't so surprising. In my mind you linger on, and now the day is on its way. My time has come too soon. I thank you for the night, sweet and silver moon, summer moon. Why are you gone so soon on summer moon? Summer moon. When the dawn comes rising and your midnight work is done, well, it ain't so surprising that in my mind you linger on. I'm walking down the cobbled road, an evening late in June, and over the horizon swung sweet and silver moon, summer moon. Why are you gone so soon on summer moon? Why are you gone so soon on summer moon? Summer moon. Summer moon. Summer
thank you.
After Maven was the Gothard Sisters from their album Story Girl. That was Midsummer Jigs. Then came Summer Moon by Murray McDowell from his same titled album. And finally, Kiara Considine with A Summer Dance at the Crossroads from Beyond the Waves. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? I haven't heard much from people recently, so you can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voice message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Aunt Margie posted on iTunes, fine variety of music presented with enthusiasm and a generous spirit. Producer welcomes suggestions. I do, and if you have any suggestions, please send them my way. Graciela de Souza Oliver emailed from through the website. Hi, I really enjoy Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I listen to it on iVoox. What is the URL on Instagram? Thanks and congratulations for the initiative. Thank you, Graciela. You can find it at instagram.com/markgun. Now, that is both my personal Instagram page as well as that of the podcast. Probably more personal than podcasts, but you will find pictures from my trip to the Celtic Invasion vacations as well as lots of pictures of my family. All right, and finally, Rosalie Kuntz emailed from Morton Grove, Illinois. I just discovered your podcast and enjoyed the episodes I listened to. I shared it with my cousin and a friend. I was wondering if you ever played any music by Spats Colombo on your podcast. They recently performed on Irish TV, and I really enjoyed listening to them. Thank you for the great podcast. Thank you, Rosalie. I really appreciate you writing, and thank you for the recommendation. I haven't heard of Spats Colombo. However, what you can do is you can contact them and tell them to go to 4celts.com. That's the number 4celts.com. And there's a whole submission form. I shortened it, made it easier to get music to the podcast, including some links to a Google Drive or Dropbox. It makes it nice and easy. So head on over there, or rather send the band over there and say, hey, send your music to the Irish Celtic Music Podcast. He loves to play independent Celtic music like yours. So go do that. And if you're in a Celtic band, please submit your music. Go check out the new form. It's easy, super easy to send in music now. So go check it out. We're going to continue on with Gaelic Storm. This is Summer's Gone. What a sad thought. This is from their album, How Are We Getting Home?
It's winter's fault, my summer went away. Summer's gone now, winter she's to blame. Make up your mind. See that I'm in love with you, yeah. Summer's gone, it's winter's fault, my summer went away. Summer's gone now, winter she's to blame. Snowballs on the beach. Yeah, 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 yeah. Summer's gone. It's winter's fault. My summer went away. Summer's gone. Summer's gone now. Winter, she's to blame. This is getting old, so I went to see the weatherman. He said warm spells on the way, and this time I think they're here to stay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Summer's gone, it's
It's winter's fault my summer went away. Summer's gone, summer's gone now. Winter, she's to blame.
Thank you. longboat at 5 o'clock. Show off their bounty on the dock. Fishing lines and tackle weights. Off to market to get paid. It's a hard life, that's what they say. On the seas, night and day. The salty spray and rocking waves. The summer heat's hot beating rays. It's in your blood and it's passed down for generations in this fishing town. You were part of that history long before you knew me. I was staying with some friends, waiting tables till summer's end. Took a walk down by the dock to the sailboats and weekend yachts. Shared a glance and you said hi. I smiled at you as I walked by. I turned around for another look. Our eyes met again, that's all it took. Met you later out that night. You took my hand and held it tight. The breeze blew warm that night. Summer of my dreams. Walking on the beach underneath the stars. Kissing you for hours in your car. I've never felt so complete. Oh, you swept me off my feet. I never thought that it would end. The summer of my boardwalk lights have shut down. The stores are all closed up in town. Seagulls, they fly overhead, nesting for the winter's dead. The sandy beach and breaking waves. She won't reveal her timeless age. My heart still aches for yesterday's, haunting all my dreams. You never knew her hazel eyes. I see you through. She even has your silly grin. It stole my heart away back then. I feel you with me here the most. The breaking waves against these boats. How I wish for just one more day.
After Gaelic Storm came Leaping Lulu with Summer Storm from Into the West, and finally Summer of My Dreams from Celtic Cross from Shores of America. Well, I hope you enjoyed this show, and if you did, you can subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the best Celtic music and podcast news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, download the MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Get on that mailing list because it's going to get you all the cool news. We're going to finish up the show with Brian O'Higgin. This is from his album Chankar, and the track is called Dancing the Summer Away. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to coming back again very soon with another show. Next week is the plan. I will talk to you later. Sláinte.
the dance and the fire they would end. Your feet on the ground they would bleed. No voice, no sound, no song, no melody. Can you hear me? All around in the streets, the fields, in the air. I hear you calling me. Far outside, you're still dancing the summer away. Aisha, can you hear me?
Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.